the show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And it's going to be a rip-roaring good time on this Tuesday. I might even actually end up taking phone calls because I'm going to have so much fun tonight. I'm going to get to this Al-Qaeda guy that we, air fingers quote, took out. I'll explain what I mean by that in a second. I'm going to get to the monkeypox state of emergency. New York has declared a state of emergency. Americans living paycheck to paycheck, murders through the roof. They finally found a Capitol rioter guilty. That's going to end up resulting in a full-blown rebellion in this country. All that and so much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Here's the two biggest stories right now. Well, one, Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan. Don't worry, I'll get to that in a little bit. But the other two biggest stories are this. The Al-Qaeda guy, he's dead. We think. Maybe. And Kathy Hochul, New York, declares a state of emergency. Of course, California Governor Gavin Newsom quickly followed suit. State of emergency because of monkeypox. What in the world do those two things have to do with each other? Nothing on the surface, right? You can't figure it out. Allow me to explain. Before I explain, I'm going to tell you a little story. I do this from time to time. I'm going to do it again tonight. You know I was a bad student. Now, shut up, Chris. Anyway, Chris made something a very insulting remark, but you know I was a very bad student. And on top of it, really the main problem was my stupidity, but really I hated school. I just hated it. I wished I had liked it more. I wished I had applied myself more, but I despised school. I always loved to read, but I didn't want to sit there and learn about, oh, this ancient poet. I don't give a crap about some ancient poet. Why am I here? No, don't worry. This is just stay with me a second. This is all going to come back to it. So senior year of high school, I'm not getting a scholarship anywhere, right? I'm in the bottom third of my high school class and solid C average, not to brag. I don't want to rub it in anyone's face, but bottom third of my high school class, C average. And what am I doing with my life at this point in time? I'm having fun. I am having fun. It's senior year, baby, and I don't care about school. So what am I doing? I'm doing the same thing a lot of senior boys do. Finding myself in trouble, chasing women around, going to go camping in the mountains with my friends, doing all the things you really shouldn't be doing when there are studies. And you know what I'm not doing? I'm actually not going to school very often. At one point, they sent a letter to my house. Sadly, I didn't know this letter was going out. It ended up getting me in quite a bit of trouble. They sent a letter to my home explaining to my parents that I had missed 2/3 of my classes my senior year. 2/3. Okay, so obviously, mom, dad were not thrilled. I was banned from senior prom and all that. But after this letter, I'll come back to the stories in a second. Stay with me. After this letter, after I'd gotten in trouble, I was driving to school one day. Now, you know, we weren't exactly made of money. Right? We weren't poor. I don't want to pour a mouth you here. We weren't starving to death, but we always ate, always had a roof over our heads, but we certainly weren't rich. My car cost me $600. I bought my car for $600, a 1983 Honda Accord hatchback. I think it had something like 250,000 miles on it. I loved it, but not always the most reliable car in the world. I'm driving to school senior year in my 1983 $600 Honda Accord. This is after my parents have received a letter, after I've missed 2/3 of my classes. I'm at the main intersection in my town, Bozeman, Montana, by the way, and she stalls out on me. In the main intersection, I should point out, and I mean right in the middle of the main intersection, and stalls out, and I can't get it going again. And I'm used to having to push start this car. Only people who've ever driven a stick will know what I mean by that. Push start the car. I'm used to having to kind of jimmy rig the thing and get it going again. It's not going. People are honking at me. They're giving me the finger. It's not pleasant. I have to throw it in neutral and push it into this side little gas station from the intersection. Ends up, I have to get a buddy to come out, help me get it going again. I show up to school 4 to 5 hours late. I've missed almost all of the classes throughout the day. I don't even bother running right to my classroom. Instead, I'm thinking, oh gosh, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm missing class again. So I head right down to the principal's office. I know you're going to find this shocking, but we'd gotten to know each other by this point in time. I roll into the principal's office and I tell him, hey, look, I'm sorry. My car stalled out. That's why I missed class today. He practically laughed in my face. Didn't believe a word I said. Didn't buy it at all. Now, whose fault is that? Is that the principal's fault? Or is that the bed I made and so had to lay in? Well, you already know the answer to that. It's not the principal's fault. It's my fault. I made that bed. I violated trust by skipping school who knows how many times. Now, you don't get believed even when it's real. I actually had some calls, believe it or not, about not covering Joe Biden's press conference live as he went live to describe this Al-Qaeda terrorist who was killed. I think I need to make sure I'm really clear on something here. You ready? You ready for this? I don't stop my show so Joe Biden can talk to you. Joe Biden has lied to me and lied to you about more black and white things than any president I can think of in recorded history over a year and a half long span. And that's saying something, because I realize every president, Republican and Democrat, they all lie. Joe Biden has gone so far as to send his minions out to change dictionary definitions of recession as soon as he's in a recession. This is a human being who will look at black and say it's white. He will look at up and say it's down. This is a human being, while we're on the subject of not cutting into my show to entertain Joe Biden, this is a human being, maybe you remember this, sorry if I get a little fired up, maybe you remember 13 of our warriors being sent to die in Afghanistan outside of an Air Force base because some ISIS piece of crap set off a suicide vest. And then in the wake of them dying outside of an airport, you were mad and I was mad. I've never been that outraged on the radio. Again, I'm sorry about that night. I almost got choked up on the air. I swear I almost popped a blood vessel in my head because we had 13 people dead. The Biden administration knew we had 13 people dead, and so they scrambled. And what did they do? They sent a Reaper drone out. Who did they kill? 10 innocent people, including 7 children. And after they were done dropping a Reaper drone on 10 completely innocent people, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley, got up in front of a microphone and he said this to you.
We know from a variety of other means that at least one of those people that were killed was a ISIS facilitator. So were there others killed? Yes, there are others killed. Who they are, we don't know. We'll try to sort through all that. But we believe that the procedures at this point, I don't want to influence the outcome of an investigation, but at this point, we think that the procedures were correctly followed and it was a righteous strike.
A righteous strike. 7 innocent babies murdered by a Reaper drone, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs got up and called it a righteous strike. So the answer is no, I don't believe we killed an Al-Qaeda terrorist. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Guess whose fault that is? Your fault, you lying scumbags. Don't you dare look at me and tell me I'm supposed to believe that you actually killed somebody. For all I know, the guy tripped crossing the street and banged his head on the curb and died. And I know for a fact you lying pieces of crap would lie about that to change your poll numbers because you've lied about everything else. So allow me to be clear, and I want to make sure I'm as clear as I can possibly be. Don't ever think I'm going to stop the Jesse Kelly show to go to Joe Biden live so he can feed you lies. He can feed you lies on my show. It has never happened. It will never happen. And if you don't like it, go turn on some crappy news show who will lie to you about everything. I don't do that here. What's that got to do with monkeypox and the state of emergency? Why am I so fired up? I will explain exactly why I'm fired up in just a second. Now, as I calm myself down here, let's talk about something good. Let's talk about the fact we are being presented in this economy with new options. I know you want options. I want options. Jesse, I want to be able to buy something here, but they're all communists. Jesse, I want to go buy this service, but they're all communists. I share your frustration. We have options emerging. You have cell phone options emerging. Pure Talk. You don't have to pay Verizon to spit on you, on your values in your country. You don't have to pay T-Mobile. You can switch to Pure Talk. It takes less than 10 minutes. You can pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly. That not only will save you a fortune, you're dealing with a company that loves this country. Customer service based in America. CEO is a veteran for this country. And you get an extra month free. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. I got a little fired up there. Look, I got a little fired up. Here's why I'm fired up. I don't like it that I'm supposed to just buy things that I'm being sold when you've lied to me over and over and over again. You're the Biden administration. You've lied about everything. And now you want me to cut into my show so you can potentially lie about having killed an Al-Qaeda terrorist? I hope you did. And maybe they did. By the way, I wasn't there. You weren't there. I don't know. You don't get to murder 10 people and call it a righteous strike the last time and then stand up there this time and expect me to say, go, Joe, so proud of you. Way to go, terrorist hunter. No, you've gone so far as to change dictionary definitions to improve your poll numbers. I don't believe a single thing you said. You got up there and told the United States of America that vaccinated people don't spread coronavirus. And then you got up and told the United States of America that unvaccinated people were filling the hospitals. And then you told the United States of America that unvaccinated people were causing the pandemic. All those things are not just falsehoods, not a little bit off. All those things are black and white lies. I don't believe anything Joe Biden says. You don't get to talk on my show, you lying piece of crap. You never get to lie. You know, you don't ever get to lie on my show.
How we end this war. And it makes a big difference to tell the American people the truth about what our options are in ending this war. If tomorrow the order goes out from the president, I'm president of the United States, I issue an order, end the war today, begin to withdraw all American troops. It will take a year to get the American troops out.
That's Joe Biden from 2007. Then he pulled all the American troops out and got 13 of our guys killed and said there was no other way to do it. And you expect me to buy what that man's saying? You expected me to buy what this man's saying? This is Joe Biden last year.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not.
Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable.
Well, maybe I've been too hard on Joe. Actually, he was right about that. We didn't lift people off of the rooftops. We dropped them off of the landing gear as we were evacuating the place. You don't get to drone strike 10 innocent people in response to your incompetence and call it a righteous strike and then expect me to ever take your word for it because your title says president. Do you remember what they told you after we vaporized 10 innocent people? Because I sure do.
How does it strike you that no one is held accountable? Because I know how it strikes a lot of people around the world that you can get away with murder and nobody's punished for it.
I do understand that. We appreciate that not everybody's going to support this decision. What I can tell you is we looked at this thing very, very comprehensively. And again, we acknowledge that there were procedural breakdowns. Processes were not executed the way they should have been. But it doesn't necessarily indicate that that an individual or individuals have to be held to account for that. But look,
is there discipline inside the Pentagon at all? I mean, maybe there are no charges brought up, but is anyone demoted or disciplined for what happened that day?
What we are going to do, there's not going to be individual discipline as a result of this, Willie. But what we are going to do is learn from this, and we're going to enact and improve our procedures and our processes to try to make sure this doesn't happen again.
You made the bed, you lie in it. I assume every single word out of your mouth is a lie. And that ain't my fault. That's your fault. Remember these lies? This is about to affect you and your life.
Nobody earning less than $400,000 a year would pay a single additional penny in taxes. No one.
Lie. Total lie, which we know now. Which brings me to the second part of you make your bed, you lie in it. It's Joe Biden's fault. I won't play his comments on my show because he's proven to be an outright liar and he'll never have a platform on this show. It's Joe Biden's fault, not my fault. Now let's talk about what's our fault. You, me, all of us. I mean, it's not going to apply to you specifically, but as a whole, as a society, we made this bed. We lie in it. Headline today. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declares a state of emergency over the monkeypox virus outbreak. The executive order will allow the state to respond more swiftly. We'll provide healthcare professionals with tools, so on and so forth. Of course, California eventually followed suit. As I've told you 1,000 times, as New York goes, so goes the rest of the country. That's why you always have to pay extra attention to New York. What does this have to do with make your bed and lie in it? Declares a state of emergency. Why do they do this? What do governors, presidents, mayors even, why do they declare a state of emergency? What's the point of declaring a state of emergency? What does it actually do? Well, you, as the governor of New York, you are limited with the powers you have. You are limited with the things you're allowed to do because, again, you're not a king. You're not a queen. You're not a monarch. Just because you're elected governor, you have limited powers. So they decided somewhere along the way that, well, there are going to be situations that come up and we can't have these limited powers anymore. Emergency situations where we will need one person to act now. And they came up with the whole concept of state of emergency. Declare a state of emergency. And what's that do? It allows you to do things as governor that you're never allowed to do when it's not an emergency. Now, what does that have to do with you and me? Well, we allowed them to do this to us during coronavirus, and it worked. I'm never going to stop bringing this up because you have to understand how much the COVID stuff plays into everything you see right now, how much it declares into the monkeypox state of emergency, how much the COVID stuff plays into the newfound surge in climate change pushing that's going on right now. All that stuff ties back to coronavirus, not the virus itself, to you, to me, to how we as free Americans responded when governors looked at us and said, you're not essential. You go home. Your job isn't essential and your job isn't essential. Why? It's an emergency. I've declared a state of emergency and you, your livelihood doesn't matter. And what did we do? Okay, I guess I'll head home. Here we are now. I'm not done yet.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
it's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I'm fired up tonight. I don't know why I'm so fired up tonight. Look, I'll tell you what.
I have good news, though. I have really good news. You ready for this? We are going to take phone calls in a half hour. Hold on. Stay with me. We're going to take phone calls in about a half hour, and they're going to be fun phone calls. I have an idea. I have a fun idea for phone calls. It's going to be a laugh riot as we wade through all the crappy news of the day. So just stay with me. About a half hour from now, we're going to do a pick-me-up thing. But back to the, look, I'm sorry. I don't believe you.
My fellow Americans, on Saturday, at my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the Emir of Al-Qaeda.
What's the definition of a recession, Joe? You make the bed. You made it. You have lied, outright lied about everything. I don't believe you anymore. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. I don't know. If you showed me a picture of his dead rotting corpse, I would believe it at this point in time. Oh, by the way, did you know the Taliban already cleaned it up? I don't know. I don't know what happened. Oh, you don't like Kathy Hochul's state of emergency for monkeypox. She declared a state of emergency. Okay. How did you respond when they declared a state of emergency over a virus that 99.9% of people survive? Why are they, you know what, along those lines, why this all of a sudden super surge on climate change? You notice it's always been there, but now it's just critical that we do it all now.
Climate change has become a climate crisis, and a threat has now become a reality. In recent days, deadly floods have swept through Missouri and Kentucky, washing away entire neighborhoods, leaving at least 35 dead, including babies, children. As has been reported, 4 children from one family. So the devastation is real. The harm is real. The impact is real. And we are witnessing it in real time.
That's Vice President Dome standing on 35 dead bodies to push a, quote, climate change bill. How could they be so bold right now? How could you push a gigantic garbage bill called the Inflation Reduction Act, which will actually raise taxes on pretty much all of us and make everyone poorer? How could you be so bold as to push these things right now when everyone's hurting? They're so bold now because of how weak and lame we were a couple years ago. That's why they're so bold now. We gave them the blueprint. Demand it's a crisis, declare a state of emergency, and we'll just lay down like sheep. I played this for you last night. I'll play it again. Listen to how comfortable these genocidal maniacs are standing on a stage on camera explaining how they plan to execute over 1 billion people.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the
planet. This is Bill Gates, by the way, for anyone who missed last night.
Planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Why? Why are they so bold? Why are these people pushing so hard? Why the state of emergency when it's not an emergency? Because we laid down for the last one. Here's Dr. Witch on CNN.
The problem now is that because we didn't have enough testing to begin with, there are so many more cases that we don't even know about. That's why we have to resort to vaccinating a much larger number of people, but we don't have enough vaccines for all those individuals. So I do fear that the window for containment is closing. Certainly, we had a much better opportunity months ago than we do now.
So closing but not lost, do you think that with a course correct now, cities like San Francisco, New York, but more broadly, can get this under control?
I think there is still a very small window for us to do that. And I do think it's time for the U.S. to declare a state of emergency as well, because that will allow for a much better coordinated response. It'll allow the Biden administration to appoint a monkeypox czar to oversee these efforts. It will also allow for more resources to be put into this as well.
Headline, why 100 million vaccines the U.S. has already has aren't being used for monkeypox. Because we don't have 100 million gay people going to orgies in the United States of America. That's why we don't have 100 million vaccines being used. That's why a state of emergency for something that affects such a small percentage of the population is flatly absurd. But they know all this, of course. They're well aware of all of this. They know. They understand. They understand it's not an emergency. They're going to continue to do this. Why? Because we made the bed. We made the bed, and now we're sleeping in it. All right. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Jesse, I work for a factory in Western Ohio. I've worked there for almost 2 years, haven't worn a mask a single time in this plant. About a year ago, we were bought out by a company headquartered out of Rochester, New York. I obviously can't give the name. Today, they came out with a mask mandate for any factory that is in high-risk area for COVID. If you get caught without your mask, it's a 3-day suspension, no pay for the first offense. Second offense, they can you. I work with 1,300-degree molten metal with no climate control, so you can imagine how hot it gets. What say you, Shogun? I listen to the podcast every single morning, blaring, so everyone has to listen to the Great Oracle. Tonight I will listen live, because tomorrow I may be suspended. Listen. Thank you. And he says not to use his name. Obviously, I'll never use your name if you don't specifically tell me to use your name. I went on that rant last night about saying no. Say no, say no, say no, say no. But you have to always remember, I'm never going to sit here safely employed behind the microphone. Premier lets me say what I want, do what I want. I get to say what I want, and I don't have to wear a mask. I didn't have to get a vaccine. I will never sit here safely employed and tell you to go lose your job. Whether you should or shouldn't is a decision that has to be only up to you. I am not comfortable using this platform to influence people to stop paying their bills. Maybe it is the right thing. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you need that paycheck to pay for life-saving medication for your mother. I'm going to tell you to give that up. I'm not doing it. You're going to have to make that call on your own. All right. Murders through the roof. How high are they? Well, I'll tell you how high they are in just a second, but please make sure you can defend yourself against the street animals. They are everywhere. I know you see the videos, you see the headlines. My goodness, pull up the New York Post. It's just day after day after day. Buy a Hero gun. It is a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They explode on contact. It will save your life. Go get the new Hero Arrow if you don't want the Hero gun. the Hero Aero. It's just, it's the shape of a TV remote. It's got this double barrel blast of this Pavo gel, this pepper gel. Oh my goodness. It'll stop it. It'll stop somebody and save your life. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. Anybody. Just point and squeeze. Yourself, husband, wife, mother, father, kids. Go. Hero2020.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a special discount, okay? Hero2020.com. Promo code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, all right? And we are going to have, we're going to have some fun in the back 2 hours. I'll tell you that much. I will get to the subject in about 10 minutes. Don't call yet. Do not call. I will give it to you before this segment is over, and then we can rock and roll, and we'll tackle all the crappy issues of the day while sifting through the calls and whatnot. All right? All right. Now, I should address this because I haven't really addressed it. And I'll be honest, it's because I don't really care. But dear magnificent Shogun, I cannot help but be skeptical of this Pelosi-Taiwan trip. All right, listen. You should be skeptical. As we've talked about 100 times on the show, as I've gone off about tonight, you should be skeptical of everything right now. Absolutely everything. Grandma Vodka's in Taiwan. Okay, she landed safely. Good. I didn't want anything to happen to her. But am I supposed to genuinely believe Nancy Pelosi is over there on some patriotic mission of some kind? She's just over there out of the love of freedom. Or the love of Taiwan, Nancy Pelosi, the entire Democratic Party, half the Republican Party, the entertainment industry, they're all in bed with Taiwan. I mean, for once, it's not just Dome. It's all the Democrats. Or in bed with China, I mean. They're all in bed with China. There's something wrong right now. Again, another email. Jesse, what is this about Grandma Vodka going to Taiwan? Man, I don't know, and I don't care. I genuinely don't. And I don't care how much they whine about what China's saying about it either.
It's been 3 days now since a Chinese official publicly threatened to murder Speaker Pelosi. Where is the president coming out to respond to, at the very least, say, don't do that?
Well, first, we've talked... Kirby was just here talking about how I have not seen those reports, so I'm just going
to
say
they were going to maybe shoot down her plane, or that they would it would be within their rights to shoot down her plane.
Right. Well, we have talked about that. We have said that there's no need for this type of saber rattling. It is unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. Isn't it funny how these people come from this world of academia as if China's going to hear that and somehow be intimidated? But again, I don't care. I don't care because I don't believe anything they have to say. I don't believe any of the reasons for the trip. I don't believe anything. That's not my fault. That's your fault. When you lie to me over and over and over and over and over again, you don't get to step up and tell me we killed a terrorist. Isn't that exciting? No, I think you're lying. Nancy Pelosi's in Taiwan and China's threatening her. Aren't you mad? No, I think you're lying. You made that bed. You did. I look at this. New York City murders and shootings spiked in July as part of a, listen to this, 40% jump in major crimes in 2022. You understand how bad crimes were in 2021 and they've gone up 40% in 2022? Do you understand how truly astounding that is? And it's awful, and it's heartbreaking, and it's violent, and it's terrible, and it's all this. All those things are true. But again, you made the bed. You lay down in it. What was, and again, you want to know how you made that bed? You don't have to tell me. I don't need you to confess to me. I'm not your priest, right? I'm not God. You don't need to confess anything to me. Confess to yourself. When St. George Floyd died, and the narrative began to build nationwide that the cops were the problem in the urban black community, what did you say? Did you help them build that narrative? when this tidal wave of lies was coming down about St. George and the evil racist cops. Did you do what was comfortable? Because look, even for people on the right, this is what I saw almost all of them do. Almost all of them. They did the comfortable thing. Look, I don't think all cops are bad. I'm not saying that. But we do. We have a lot of racism in our history, guys. And there are a lot of racist cops. We should definitely make some changes. Guys, look, I'm not all. That was the standard line on the right. The standard line. I remember Mitch McConnell and Tim Scott running to the podium to try to push federal police reform. Just because people started to push this lie that the cops were the problem in the urban black community. The right went in on that. If you went in on that, in that moment when it was hard to tell the truth, it was easy to be the, I love black people, cops are the enemy. It was easy to be that guy because every single part of the system was telling you to say that. If you went along with that, well, 40% increase in murders and violent crime in New York City? It's your fault. You made the bed. We continue to make the bed and then crawl in and complain how uncomfortable it is. The system is lying to you at all times about everything. We live in a country, as crappy as that is, where we have a system of lies, where you are lied to by your dictionary, your president, your entertainers, your professor. Outright black and white lies. We are told lies all the time. If you are not strong enough to stand up against the system setting yet another destructive narrative, then it's your fault. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but it's now a harsh world, and you better buck up, Buttercup. You better toughen up. You better think for yourself. It's a harsh world out there now. You have got to be strong, because everywhere you turn, there are going to be people, including people you trust, who tell you, hey, just kneel a little bit for this lie, okay? Just go along with it for a little while. Just a little while. It's okay. I know you see it out there now. Shoot, I brought it up before. You see it out there now with COVID. How many people on the right, politicians and pundits, radio, TV, everything, how many on the right complain about lockdowns now? All of them, right? Everybody. Why? Well, now it's easy. It's so easy now to be on the right and say, those masks are stupid. Everyone knows the masks are stupid now. That's easy. What were you saying when they called for 15 days to slow the spread? What were you saying then? That's when it mattered. When the false narrative was being built, that's when it mattered. Everybody's Mr. Freedom Fighter now. Where were you 2 years ago when the country needed you? All right. You know what? Before we move on, we're going to talk about Americans living paycheck to paycheck next. But while we do that, intermixed with that, we're going to have some fun tonight. You want to have some fun? I talked to you about me skipping class. A lot of classes when I was a kid. What's the stupidest thing you've ever done as a child? Stupid, dangerous, irresponsible. I want to know what the stupidest thing you've ever done is. Call us now. 877-310. What is the number, Chris? 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Dumbest thing you ever done as a kid. While you make that call, buy some gold from Oxford Gold Group. You see the coming collapse around you. I know you see what's happening in places like Sri Lanka. Part of protecting yourself means making sure you have the ability to buy things when you need them if the dollar isn't any good anymore. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group will send gold to your front door. Tell them Jesse told you to call. 833-995-GOLD. Nothing drastic. I don't want you to do anything drastic. Have Oxford send you some gold so no matter what, you have value. 833-995-GOLD. Call Oxford Gold Group.